Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Wednesday, November 4th, a day after Election Day, which is obviously still undecided. That could go on for weeks as the lawsuits begin to get filed. We had two-sided trade overnight with all the grains in positive territory. They did back off, trade a little bit lower during the day, with the exception of beans, which held on to their gains and then actually posed a late surge there. Soybeans rallying within a half cent of the contract high in January set last week. That lifted corn, moved that into positive territory. Wheat also moved towards the higher end of the ranges for the day. So let's take a look at beans. January finished up 22 cents, 1086 and a quarter. High of the day was 1088. That's a half cent off of last week's contract high. This driven, we think, by hotter and drier forecasts for good portions of South America. Also, maybe some anticipation of some renewed Chinese buying coming back into the market. Estimates for export sales tomorrow, looking for between 800,000 and 1.7 million metric tons in the beans. And so with this, you may have had some of the longs that had liquidated in the sell-off last week trying to reestablish those long positions in the beans. Taking a look at corn, we had December finish up 4.25 cents at 405 and a quarter, high of the day 406. Again, lifted up by the beans and that drier weather in South America. Also, a renewed possibility here that China may come back into the markets and start buying corn again. We'll have to keep an eye on that. Estimates for exports tomorrow between 1.8 to 3.1 million metric tons. So again, looking for some strong exports. Ethanol production, good at 961,000 barrels per day. That's the highest since the market really took a dive in March with the COVID lockdowns. That's about 6% below the USDA's target. So we will have to see how things go moving forward, but that definitely a positive number. And in the wheat market, December Chicago finished down 2 cents at 6.06, about 4 cents off the high, about a dime off the lows there. Kansas City, December up 2.75 cents at 5.59 3/4. That was only a couple of cents off of a 5.61 1/2 high. And Minneapolis spring wheat in December finished at 5.57, up 4.75 cents, just a penny and a half off the high of the day. So again, a good finish across the board in the grains here. We will have to see if we get some announcements in the next couple of days about Chinese purchases. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good night.